You're listening to Care Voice Radio. This is Straight Talk and Motivation coming your way in the afternoon. This is our first session. I'm so elated to be doing this in the afternoon as opposed to the evening. Welcome to our first in our show for the new time. Same show, more power, more beauty. Stick around. Coming your way right now. Someone said to me that this song is my theme song. And I guess it has become, but I'll check and see if I can use it as my theme song. Stick around.
Carry Voice Radio.
Believe it.
It's beautiful. And I'm excited about that fact.
I love it. It's beautiful, yeah. The birds and the bees and the land and the trees all covered in their glory. See the stars in the sky as they shine so bright.
Restoring your culture in the midst of chaos.
Tell a beautiful story. So how can I?
Yeah, that's my topic.
I wanna take my life when this life is so sweet. And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, life is beautiful and life is sweet. When you wake up in the morning and you start to breathe. Chick and a mom taking sticks, ready to make that fire. So how can I wanna take my life when this life is so sweet? And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to sing? Oh, oh, life is beautiful and life is sweet. When you wake up in the morning.
Oh yeah, this song is reminding me that I have to shout out my folks, you know, carevoice.org, the folks who are dealing with suicide and abuse and all that kind of stuff, all the hard work, all the dedication, all the volunteerism, and then Mood Room and team, you rock.
And you start to breathe. Fresh air, fresh air, fresh air. Whoa, life is beautiful and life is sweet. See the birds and the bees and the land and the trees all covered in their glory. See the stars in the sky as they shine so bright to tell a beautiful story. So how can I wanna take my life when this life is so sweet? And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, oh, life is beautiful and life is sweet. When you wake up in the morning and you start to breathe. Fresh air. It's beautiful.
Yes, beautiful. I'm telling you. All right. So we're talking about restoring your culture in the midst of chaos. And I just want to say thank you before I get into this to a couple of people. Yesterday, I attended an event held by the Consul General of Barbados and in partnership with a couple of folks. And I want to say something about what I experienced during that moment, because it's relevant to what I'm about to speak about. And when you are listening to this show and in the replay, I'm going to ask you to share it with some folks because it's a microcosm conversation related to what transpires in Barbados and culture. And also can transform other nations regardless of race, creed, color, nationality, or spiritual origin. I'm very excited. I guess the afternoon is always a good place to start when you're doing something like this. Wow. Okay. So, chaos. What is that? What is that? I'm going to ask you also to listen to, on your device, your phone, desktop, tablet. But grab a pen and paper, and if anything hits you, I want you to make some notes, some quote notes. And I want you to take a second look at yourself, because your culture are the things that make you do what you do. That's what culture essentially means. So when we talk about our culture, we have to start looking at what we do, how we do what we do, and why. It's very important. And I just want to share from the heart as I usually do. Most people who've known me for years know I don't write speeches. I just speak because God blesses my voice to do that. And I'm excited and I've always been excited about that. Okay? So I'm going to play a tune in a little bit because I have a lot to say, but this is going to be segment one. Or we may turn this into a series depending on what happens when I listen back to my show. And I do listen as a listener, by the way. I listen to what I say. I go back in, forget Orby the speaker, forget Orby the motivator, all of these things that you have come to know me as, and I go in and listen just like a person looking to buy a product or a service or become my own superhero. So restoring your culture requires that you take the first look at yourself to see what are you influenced by that make you do the things that you do. In other words, are you a good thinking person or are you influenced by negative progressions in your environment? Or are you a combination of both? Now, growing up back in Barbados, I was influenced by a lot of different things, a lot of behaviors, things that my grandmother taught me, and I was very pleased to learn that what she had to teach me was very pivotal now, right now. Not when I was a kid following her up to go weed the grung, as we would call it back then, when she would go to the plantation, put a hoe on her head, and go plant sugar cane and so on. But I traveled with her to do that because, in a way, she took care of me growing up more than anyone else. And so to keep me out of trouble and also to protect me, she would take me to the plantation with her. So when I hear things about plantation living, about slavery, about black, African American, and all of these contributors to my conversation in my life, I'm keenly aware of what I'm talking about because I've had the experiential journey as part of my culture. But then I learn that I was being told that I was nothing. And I'm not saying this. Please understand. I am not saying this because I'm doing a woe is me moment. I am saying this to help other people who may need to hear it. I don't need to hear it anymore. I am completely aware of who I am in the midst of chaos, or outside or inside the midst of chaos. I'm keenly aware of who Aubrey Padmore represents as his character, his personality, his patience, his power, his value, and that extends to you. Because I understand something very important that I learned over 20 years ago. That wherever I travel, when I land, I am a Barbadian. And if I'm making a new start, I need to bring the behaviors, the culture, and the model with me. So that when somebody says, where are you from? Oh, I'm from Barbados. Barbados, is that Jamaica? Oh, no. You've got it mixed up. Let's start over. And because you have studied to show yourself approved, you can give them information related to the history of your nation, its people, its value, its propagation in the world. That is understanding your culture. So when you understand your culture, you know what the positives are, you know what the negatives are. In other words, you know what the problem and the purpose is representing your nation and your people and your people's people and your relatives. Because when you step out, you're branded. Someone told me a while ago, you know, Arby, you've been blacklisted. And I said, you've got it wrong, my brother. I've been listed because I'm already black. And that's because I know who I am. I don't stand down from who I am because it has propelled me for over 20 years. Well, I'm lying. Please. 40. And I'm not doing the ageism thing because I don't care about chronological age. As a part of your culture, they said to you, when you were 21 years old, you were a man or a woman. Lies, lies. That's the mathematical construct. Or the arithmetic of it all. But if you study and you understand that growth requires knowledge associated with your growth, then when you're in school, instead of wasting time, you will take responsibility for your learning so that you can edify what you know, ask questions, get answers, and model yourself from the time you hit school until the time you graduate and go to work for someone in their line item as an employee. Hello. I feel like I'm preaching, you know, sometimes when my kids get a certain way and people get excited and so on, they say, well, Arby, you should be a pastor, you should be a preacher, you should be this. But cumulatively, we all bear witness to who we are. I don't get up every morning and tell someone I'm a Christian and I'm too blessed to be stressed or anything like that. I took the time to research the history of God and man over the last 40 years and even the inclusive conversation of Jesus or any of the other central figures of our time from different religious understanding. And my culture has led me to understand that there was a source of separation. Yes, I'm doing my Trekkie terms. Big up to my Trek folks. You know, besides Star Trek, I like NCIS. It's the camaraderie, the culture of the show that drives me to watch and to watch again and to watch again. And I am very careful how often I'm watching because my culture also dictates to me that while I'm watching a show, the people who are acting are getting paid over and over again with their royalties and everything else that they have assigned to their contract. So they're making money and I am part of their support system. That is why I don't look at celebrities like many other people do. I look at every celebrity as an entrepreneur. Point blank. Because it's a part of my culture. And as I restore my culture, now here's why I need to restore my culture. And I talked about it briefly. I talked about problem and purpose. So to restore culture, you're suggesting that something went wrong that needs to be restored. If you will, a breach of cultural indifference. However that behavior looks like. Somebody may have told you you were stupid. That you're nothing, or your mother was this or that or the other. And that happens quite freely and frankly, sustainably in the nation of Barbados. I've experienced it. At first I thought, Arby, you must have a real problem. People don't like you. But then as I grew in stature and knowledge, I realized a lot of people were crying in the wilderness with the same indifference spoken to them. And of course, as I listened last night to the commingling of Barbadians, over 125 people assembled last night to be a part of the Fresh Start Tourism campaign. And those words caught my mind, caught my spirit, caught my culture. Because I said, yes, yes. Barbados, you've been through a lot. You've been locked down, struck down, beat down, kicked down, pushed down. Now it's time to rise together. As Kurt Bang would say from that concert he did. Rise together. Remove the temperance of indifference that you have for each other. 166 square miles cannot stand. And as I listen more to the Prime Minister, shout out to my Prime Minister. Awesome job you're doing. Most chaotic time in my history. After 56 years, the country gets hit with a hurricane. And on top of that, a volcano erupts. A pandemic. The trifecta of negative progression being managed. And I'm not a political person in Barbados or part of political fanfare. And I said to someone, well, no one ever returns my calls. So if you can't celebrate me, then I'm not going to bother with you. I'm just going to work in the community level where the needs of the people can be fulfilled as part of my artistic value. Whether you like me or hate me in that moment, it doesn't matter, because that's a culture that is being restored that I speak of. The culture of indifference. And the more I speak, the more I feel like I need to make this an elevate entrepreneur season for the folks. And those who have taken my classes, those who are my graduate students who are doing what they're doing across the world, will understand and agree, because they know what they've been through to get to where they are now based on my coaching. And beyond that, and I will take this deliberate moment to shout out MCNY, my alma mater, and also where I taught for 7 years. And that also was part of my culture. And the reason I went to MCNY is because I learned of it from one of my mentors, and she never knew that I jumped in and went to college. But here's what happened, and it's related to Barbados. When I first started at the Unified Court System in Brooklyn, Brooklyn Civil Court, I was in the mailroom. And, you know, when you're going through the mail, you see a piece of mail comes in, and it's not for a judge, it's not for an employee, it's just a piece of mail that says current resident. And it said Black Enterprise Magazine. And so I read it. One of the articles hit me in the face like a big rock. That article said that if you, and I'm paraphrasing, and I hope that if Black Enterprise leadership is listening, they'll find that copy for me and send it to me, autographed, because that led me to go to college. It said that if you work for government and you do not take that time to invest in college, then you're not bright. Because the union gives you stipend, and in some cases, they'll pay for your whole college tuition. And so I said, well, Opal ain't born a few fools. I'm from Greensville, St. George. I'm from St. George, Barbados, the breadbasket of a nation. So I'm going to go and I'm going to feed myself. That's one of the reasons I like food. Because in understanding my culture, I come to understand that that was the parish that fed the rest of the nation. And if I'm wrong, someone, somewhere, somehow, who understands Barbadian history, correct me. I'm not against being corrected. It's one of the most beautiful things in the world. Because when you are going through the process of restoration, you must have a culture of understanding that you are required to listen and learn. And when you listen and learn, the power comes from your remembrance through teaching other people. Because that's the experiential value in your life. I disagreed with who I was told that I am. So I went ahead and I restored my value. I restored my culture. And now I know that I'm one of the best human beings on the planet. Not to be arrogant, but to be real. Because if you're being told your whole life from a kid, and I'm speaking to the young people now in Barbados who are downtrodden. Who, when you go to the fridge, you're told you didn't put anything in there, you can't take it out. Yes, these are some of the things I was told. But I didn't get mad, because I understand it was a culture of indifference being birthed. You were not planned for, perhaps, but still, you're here. And it is your right and responsibility and a part of your culture to be the change agent for good. Yes, necessary because you're beautiful. I said to a friend of mine a couple of days ago, I said, did you listen to the show? I played Jose's song and I called Jose and I said to Jose, it's time for us to step up. And Jose said, okay. Because I've been committed to years for sharing the beauty of his music, and the song Beautiful is exemplifies who I am. Because I am beautiful. And now once I have understood that and restored that, I'm passing that on to you. I don't care what your current circumstances. I don't care if somebody stood against you, denounced you in community, because that's where it begins. And I've experienced it, but I had to travel through, listen through, someone telling someone else, don't trust that guy, or saying something negative about him. For over 20 plus years, why didn't I respond? Because you can't stop your focus to focus on junk. When you get a break and you want to come back and deal with someone who has spoken ill of you, I think castrate your name and community to block your blessings from being paid for what you're worth, for presenting the value of who you are, the change agent that can bring the beauty and the grace and the serenity to the life of many. You cannot pause on that point. You can't. You have to stay focused, but make notations. If you think that requires a response. And not every act against you requires a response. Yeah, we're beautiful. Do you understand that we, as Barbadians, have set ablaze a culture of growth and change in the nation around the world, or the nations, rather, around the world? Do you know who your people are? You need to study. Don't ask someone else. You need to study so that you can not just show yourself approved, but that you can get the knowledge that you need to help reflect upon your own value. Chaos is a part of a conversation for what represents capitalism. And that's fine. You don't quarrel against a system that was created to do what it does. You find solutions to the problems that you discover within the construct of what, where you live and what you do and how those things affect you. I've been affected drastically in many areas. But I don't get up in the morning and complain and quarrel or call someone and tell them how bad things are. I find solutions to problems where I can, when I can, how I can. And sometimes I have to be deliberate because some people take things too far. But here's the beauty of loving God as a part of your culture. Not a religious conversation. I'm talking about a nanite conversation. Microsecond into the minute. From the minute to the 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, the hour. Every single moment of the day, you have the right and the responsibility to personally restore your culture of indifference. So today we are talking about restoring your culture within the midst of chaos. And certainly, if there was a time for chaos, it is now. So in part one, I'm going to give you a couple of relief statements for you to think about. You can also go and order my book. It's up on orbispeaks.net. The hard copy can be mailed any place in the world except Barbados right now because it takes a lot of money to mail it there. But the beauty of it is that we also have an ebook. You can order that book, 40 Quotes for Successful Living. This is how I restored my culture of indifference. I told myself, based on a young lady sitting around and we were talking. And while I worked in the court system, I had the opportunity to engage a lot of judges, court attorneys, other lawyers inside out, the culture of movement in that space. And I was always encouraging people, because when people came into the building, they were angry. They were frustrated. They were hurt. They were misdirected, because communication just didn't happen. They ended up in a place where they were about to lose one of the most fundamental things in their life that is part of a five-fist formula, as I call it. They were about to become homeless. And we all know, as we listen to this conversation, food, clothing, shelter, sex, qualified sex, and purpose. You must have a purpose to develop the others. That's the fifth form. And every day you get up in the morning and you go out and you survive and move beyond survival. Either you're an entrepreneur. If you're a full-time entrepreneur, you're trading hours for dollars just like everyone else. But you have a solution to a problem that you're teaching or you're sharing. You're developing, you're coaching, you're speaking. And you're developing a community of self and others. Because every day that you speak and teach and train, you're restoring your culture. And as you see the effect, the outcome through the experiential journey, you realize, hey, I'm onto something. I'm correct. So every day is a chapter in your personal book. And I had to move beyond my own belief system into a conversation with God. And I'm being practical here. I'm not talking religion. I'm not talking BS. I want you to listen. And if it moves you, if you are encouraged by these words, because this is straight talk and motivation. And as I look at the title, I have to say, Aubrey, have you been straight in terms of your talking? Or have you been fluffing? But this is not something to cause harm. That's what I have to look at first. Are you going to cause harm? Some people, of course, will be honestly will be quiet because they're not interested. And I appreciate that. But that may not last forever. And if you have the knowledge and the tools, you can look at yourself differently. You're listening to a broadcast with the co-founder of Carib Voice Radio. When this thing started, this is still an initiative. My grandmother always said, show some initiative. I said, well, what does that mean? She said, you'll figure it out. So you initiate something. And when I started, some of my friends or so-called friends told me nobody needs that. I got excited. I flew into Barbados. Man, I'm going to go share with my street pal who used to preach together. Well, teach or share. Because in my belief system, you have to be able to have the energy for people to feel your energy, your pulse, if you will. So I dedicated the book to God. This is what Quote Notes is. It's not for everybody. Some libraries may not want it because some people don't believe in God. There are 29 billion of you who believe in God. But the purpose of this book was to remind me every single day when things started getting rough and when things were good, something that I can tell myself to remind me how beautiful I am. What I didn't realize is that as a black man, I had a lot of battles to deal with. And I'm going to share more about that next week. Same bat station. 1 o'clock. I'm going to share that with you so that you can begin to understand why the branding and the commencement ceremony and the foundation of the branding for who you are. I'm going to talk briefly, 30 minutes, on how do you see yourself as a person and a product of your culture. A person and a product of your culture. I know my tech team will be very excited to hear that, because then they don't have to ask me what's next week's topic. They'll send me texts and they'll say, remember, that's your topic for next week. Let's get it early. And we got it. And then we can put it out to marketing and promotion and so on. And I would just want to give a quick shout out before I close to my Elevate Entrepreneur and Friends 2416. And this has not been an easy week, of course, but again, understanding who you are, what you're about is important. Remember, you are blessed. I'm going to share Lead Pipe and Status with you. They were a part of the team for January, performing for the Vice President's inaugural Caribbean celebration. Stick around. We're going to come right back to you. This is Carib Voice Radio, the edutainment station.
Hello, Ness. Yeah.
Na, 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 na. Every blessing that we receive, yeah. Father, we thank you for them, for blessing me and my friends.
Jano, is the talents buried in we had. Father, we grateful for them. We give praises, amen. We bless up in heaven. So no stressing for them.
Hey, and the road and kicking a scene, yeah. Good vibes, be grateful for them. And we give praises, amen. We bless them in heaven.
Radio. Believe it.